Need your daily fix on mixed martial arts?
We're going to kind of recap Bellator 155.
From UFC 198.
Who's who.
Kind of a controversial decision.
And who's not.
I couldn't figure out why, and then it hit me.
Well, don't you fret, because Golden State Media Concepts got you covered. Get your daily dose of MMA podcasts. Everything from the UFC, Bellator Fighting Championships, Extreme Cage Fighting, Invicta Fighting Championships, and so much more. Join us as we talk about some of the biggest names in mixed martial arts. We've got you covered here on Golden State Media Concepts MMA Podcast.
All right, we're back, and this is Tate and William, and we are the UFC. No, we're not. We're the okay. Here's the reason why I am just I have to get a straight face here. William and I during the break, I actually played him the Tommy Toehold one when the Megan Anderson Cyborg fight was called off for 214, and when I wanted to show him Tanya Evinger, and it had me cracking up, and William had never seen it, so
it's so true too. I mean, it's not even satire at this point; it's just fact.
Oh, so I keep laughing, which caused me to mess up our intro of this is GSMC's MMA podcast. But that's what we were laughing about. And so what we're going to be doing now is we're going to be talking about our last fight of the day. And it's an interesting one. It's Robbie Lawler versus Cowboy Donald Cerrone. Robbie is the number 3 contender versus Donald Cerrone, who is the number 7 contender. Robbie, both fighters are coming off of a loss. That's the one thing that you know.
Knockout losses.
You want to go first or you want me to go first on this one?
I'll go first.
All right.
So, how I see this fight playing out is just the overwhelming pressure and the indomitable spirit of Robbie's going to just take over Cerrone. I mean, Cerrone in the past, against Rafael Dos Anjos, and in his last fight against Jorge Masvidal, he lost because of a pressure fighter. And I think Robbie's going to be hungry for a win, and he's just going to take it to Donald, and he's going to deliver some body shots and some head shots that I just don't think Cerrone is ready for. So I just have it by Robbie.
Okay. I'm going to give first off, the reason why I think the winner is going to win by for medical reasons only. But it also works out because the person I think is going to win for medical reasons, I think is going to win outright. Two schools of thought. Whenever you come off of a major knockout, there is major trauma, brain trauma. And it takes anywhere from 6 months to a year to recover from massive trauma like that. If you don't heal up properly, you're more susceptible to be knocked out again. That's the reason why I was very happy to see when Robbie Lawler fought Tyron Woodley and he got knocked out, that he took an extended period of time off. That was the absolute smartest thing he could do, not to mention the fact that he has had so many blood and guts fights, and he's taken a lot of beatings. So I think it was really smart for him to take some time off, heal up his brain, rest up, and come back better than before. I think he's a lot less susceptible to being knocked out. On the other hand, you look at Cowboy Cerrone, who just fought, how many months ago? About 3 months ago?
I'd say 3 months.
About 3 months ago, I could look it up really quick here. But when you look it up and you say he fought about 3 months ago, and you go through, and he just got knocked out. And so you're looking around and you're like, he should not be fighting so soon. But that's the cowboy way, where, and that sounds kind of funny, the cowboy way, but it's a situation where he likes to stay active. He likes to fight on a regular basis. It was January 28th. It seems like it was sooner.
Yeah, seems like it was recent.
That was the beginning of the year. So, you know, at least, actually, he did give it 6 months of the heal.
Good job, Johnny.
I apologize.
It hasn't been a year, though.
It hasn't been a year.
It was a year since Robbie fought.
I swear it feels like it was just 3 months ago.
There's a lot that's been happening in fight news, in our lives. Things get a little crazy.
Yeah, so he has given it time, but... So I do take that back, because I was wrong about how long. I thought he was a lot closer than that. But I think it's a big mistake to come back too soon. Now, even when you take out let's say Cerrone has given himself enough time to heal up. When you look at these guys and you say, you know, height-wise, Cerrone's a little bit taller. Their reach is about the same. Robbie has about an inch more reach, but Cerrone has an inch longer in the leg kicks. But the naturally bigger man, would you agree, is Robbie Lawler?
Yeah, I would say so. He used to fight at middleweight.
Right. When I look at that and I say, who's the naturally bigger man, I think they're, you know, and who's used to these kind of wars? Cerrone is always game for a fight. This is a fight that may be bigger than he can handle. I'm taking Robbie Lawler. I'm taking Robbie Lawler by knockout, third round knockout. No, second round knockout. Just because I think there's going to be just too much pressure on Cowboy. But if Cowboy wins, he's announced. He's arrived. If he wins, he's one of the most popular fighters, but I mean, he's in the title picture if he wins. But if Robbie Lawler wins, he's right back in the title picture, and he's probably going to get the winner of Maya versus Woodley. And I think that's what's going to happen. I got him a second round knockout just because these guys are not going to be hard to find. They're going to be able to find each other in that ring. There won't be any running. There won't be any hiding, no dancing. They're going to go at it.
Yeah, they both want the knockout. They both want the finish. They both want that bonus at the end of each fight.
Yeah, and so it comes down to, for me, who has the tougher chin? Robbie can take a shot. And so I'm taking Robbie. What about you?
I got him second, third round knockout. I mean, you said second, so I'll just say third too.
So how do you see this fight going?
I just see Robbie overwhelming Cowboy. I just see, I've looked and watched all of Cowboy's fights, and in every fight where the fighter, in which fighters can pressure him and overwhelm him, he's honestly wilted under pressure. And I just see it happening, especially by someone like Robbie Lawler, especially given Robbie's past performances and how he's just really unleashed the animal within.
All right. So I kind of agree. Robbie's used to these kind of fights. Robbie can take the shots. He can take the punishment and keep on going. And he can take the shots for five rounds. He's used to being in five round wars. And not saying that Cerrone's not used to being in wars, but this is a different level. I think also that one of the problems with Cowboy is can be a little soft in the middle, meaning as far as those body shots can really affect Cowboy. Robbie can really issue out some punishment. I just think he stops him. I got a second round. there's part of me that wants to pull that back and even say first round.
Yeah, I was almost going to say that.
You know, I really... Would you be shunned if it was a first round knockout?
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't. Robbie loves to go to the body too.
Yeah. Do you now? How do you see a scenario where Cowboy wins?
Cowboy kicks him in the head. Cowboy knees him as he's going in for a punch. I mean, Cowboy has some sneaky, sneaky Muay Thai, and he's very dangerous in that. And if he can catch you, especially when you're fresh, I see that as his only path to victory. I don't see him prolonging this and winning decision. I don't see any of that happening because Robbie's so tenacious in his fight game. I just
see this as a bad matchup for Cowboy.
I do. I mean, I mean, he looked really good in at 170 until he ran into Jorge Masvidal.
Mm-hmm.
And when you get to the upper echelon of the division, especially this welterweight division, and you get into bigger fighters and stronger individuals like the Tyron Woodleys and the Damian Maia's, even in terms of strength, it's a different ball game.
I agree with you. I just think it's a bad matchup. He's going to be a little too undersized. He's been amazing at this division, but this one I just think is just wrong. It's just not right for him. As a matter of fact, when the fight got called off, I was relieved. I'm like, this is a bad matchup. Don't take this fight. This is a fight that can really get you in the title picture, but it's not the right fight.
Yeah, he needs a little bit of a tune-up fight. I mean, he was knocked out in his last fight. He's fought nothing but killers in his entire career. Just give him a little tune-up.
You're talking about Cowboy?
Yeah, Cowboy, yes. Yeah.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching.
Hey!
The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be. Visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
Wrap up. How do you? We're giving you a 2-for-1 on this one. We just covered Robbie Lawler versus Donald Cerrone. How do you see the first fight of the main card, which is Jimmy Manawa versus
Ozdemir? I think it's Volkan Ozdemir. I believe. It's Volkan Ozdemir. Volkan is actually. I've been keeping my eye on him. He's a hard worker. He's got great power in his punches. And it should be a slugfest, honestly. I mean, Jimmy Manawa loves to punch. He loves to have some stand-up wars. And I definitely think that Volkan can actually give that to him. And it's going to be a matter of who's more precise with their punches. I mean, in his last fight, he knocked out Misha Cherkunov with the shortest right hand that I've ever seen. Just put him out. It was right behind the ear, and he just knocked him out cold. And he was kind of gifted a decision against Ovin St. Preux, but this is his real proving ground, and I think he's going to bring it. He's only improving as a fighter. He's relatively young, and it's going to be a real test to face a puncher like Jimmy Manawa. With that said, Manawa can knock any man out. I think that this fight is a little too early for Volkan, and I think he might get rocked and eventually lose.
First round knockout. Manawa knocks him out first round.
First round? I can see that happening. I could see that happening. I'd give it 2 or 3.
Within the first 2.5 minutes.
Really? Mm. I'd be surprised if it was that fast, but with power punches, especially in the light heavyweight division, anything can happen.
Yeah, I could see. This is a situation where you have a tailor-made guy for Jimmy Manuel, a guy that's going to come directly at you. When I was going back, I forgot about that Manuel fight. And one of the things, I remember him just, you know, coming straight at you. That's not a smart decision with Manuel. I could see Manuel catching him, especially early. Manuel is so dangerous in that first minute, 2.5 minutes of the fight. I got it as a knockout.
Hey, he's on a tear right now, and he was going to fight Cormier if Jones didn't make it. I think that's actually why he's on this card. They were prepared for Jones to have a little issue.
Without question, this him being booked on this card was called insurance. If for some reason, I don't think Dana was trusting that something wouldn't happen, so they were expecting John Jones maybe to not make it because of whatever the reason. So they had Jimmy Manuel just waiting there just in case. But with that, I got Manuel winning. And just to recap, William has
Jones.
He has Cormier, Tanya Evinger.
I did not say Cormier. I didn't say Evinger either.
No. William and I both have John Jones winning. I don't really count my. I'm going to take my answer, but I still don't know who's going to win. I'm copping out.
You cop out. Come on.
I originally picked Manawa. I switched back to Woodley. I don't know who's going to win.
Game time decision.
William, I'm taking it back. I'm like I said. I keep going back and forth on that one. So I'm going to pull out my answer. William has Tyron Woodley winning. In the women's featherweight division, William has Chris Cyborg winning in what round?
I say the third round.
Third round. I got Tanya Evinger winning a third or fourth round stoppage by rear naked choke, upset of the year. We both agreed that Robbie Lawler is going to win, and we both took Jimmy Manuel. Thank you guys for tuning in and listening to our show. We look forward to having the post fight and seeing how our results go. With that, we call it a night because it is getting kind of late here. We'll see you at the fights.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts MMA Podcast, part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. From movies to music, from sports to entertainment, and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.